We are going to talk with the author of Be a Good in the World, 365 Days of Good Deeds, Inspired Ideas, and Acts of Kindness. We'll talk about how we can try to do something good every single day. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. First, though, here's something good you can do today. You can go to WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552 and make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio during this spring membership drive. You rely on WPR for informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. So make your gift now of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Bill Martins joins me with our goal for this hour.
Yeah, we're looking to hear from 46 people this hour. 46 pledges is our goal. These hourly goals are important because they help us stay on track financially so that we can keep the discussion going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. Take a moment right now and give. Only takes a couple of minutes. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You share every weekday morning with this program, and I thank you for that. Maybe your alarm clock wakes you up to it. Maybe you share your breakfast in the kitchen with us. Or maybe you have it on as you're driving to work right now.
Yeah, whatever the case may be, your morning would not be the same without the Joy Cardine Show and our guests. So pledge your support for these morning conversations at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, you can get the new I Love WPR magnets when you give $60. That's $5 a month or more. Your donation supports the programs that you count on, and you also get some cool magnets that you can show off on the back of your automobile.
Oh, yeah. You get a big one and a small one. Show them off to whoever and tell them that you loved Wisconsin Public Radio. But you got to pledge. Again, $5 a month at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I would say I would be a happy Wisconsin Public Radio listener if you could continue to do what you're doing. I value Wisconsin Public Radio for the purpose of unbiased reporting and complete reporting. I'm Dean Gagnon. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news, new ideas, music, weather, and a one-stop shopping source for information on a daily basis.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR during this spring membership drive. Bill, I got so excited my headset fell off.
I saw that. You're really into this.
but I saved it.
You recovered nicely.
Yeah.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because, you know, maybe someone else is. Well, WPR has been around for years because many remarkable people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
Now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors give $5 a month, but you choose what works best for you. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 46 pledges this hour. We've got 50 minutes to get there, so very doable, but it all starts with you going online, WPR.org. Or picking up that phone the old-fashioned way, 888-202-2552, and make that pledge to support WPR.
And remember, during this drive, we are offering this special thank you gift. You can show your support for WPR with the new I Love WPR magnets. They are yours for a pledge of $5 a month, that's $60 or more, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Sustainers, don't want to forget about you. If you're not a sustainer, I should say, then become one. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Kirsten and Jim from Middleton who pledged. They say, here is our annual contribution. Keep up the wonderful work.
Great.
Thank you very much for your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you in just a bit. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So what ideas do you have for being kinder or more generous in your daily life? Do you have some random acts of kindness that you would like to share? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm really looking forward to this hour because I think that we could all use a little bit more good in this world. We are going to talk with Brenda Knight, a publisher, editor, author of several books about women's history and issues affecting women's lives today. Her most recent book is Be a Good in the World, 365 Days of Good Deeds, Inspired Ideas, and Acts of Kindness. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm thrilled to be here.
So what does it mean to be a good in the world?
You know, I think that we're so busy nowadays and we're so caught up in, you know, walking around with our smartphones and social media and all that, that we forget about real human contact, person-to-person contact. So that was one of the driving forces behind me doing, putting together Be a Good in the World. And I think we need to remember our very humanness and, you know, and think about how you want to be treated and treat other people that way, and also being good to the planet. I'm sitting here in California talking to you, and we're in this very severe drought, and one of the ways we, you know, one of the things we also need to do is, you know, just think about what can I do on a daily basis to be more ecocentric.
I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of the ideas in your book. And a lot of ideas from our listeners. Our lines are already filling up. But let's talk a little bit first about what motivates you personally to commit acts of kindness or perform good deeds.
Well, I think perhaps it was how I was brought up by my mother. I'm originally from West Virginia, and my mom lived by the Golden Rule and made sure that I, you know, went to church and you know, learned to just be a kind person and be generous and be thoughtful. And so, you know, I really attribute much of that to my mom. But also, I was lucky enough to be part of the Random Acts of Kindness movement in the mid-90s. One of my first jobs in publishing, we published the book Random Acts of Kindness, gave out bumper stickers, started with a teeny tiny print run of a couple thousand books, and it went on to become a global movement and sell millions of copies of books. And that was just such a wonderful experience. And I'll remember, you know, we just thought, oh, we'll be lucky if we sell the 2,000 books and give away all the bumper stickers. And one day we got a bag of mail from the mailman. We usually would get like a couple of bills and, you know, maybe a manuscript query. But he had brought by two huge bags of mail that was examples of kindness. People were excited by the idea of random acts of kindness and good deeds. And they sent us all their ideas. It was like, you know, grandmothers and little children. And I remember like just being overwhelmed by that and thinking, this is, I've got to do more of this. I'm staying with kindness because it feels so wonderful not only to do the acts of kindness, but also to see the power of it and how it affects people.
Well, we have full lines, so I'm going to go right to the phones. Judy in Oregon is with us. Hi, Judy.
Yes, good morning, and thanks for doing this topic. And I just had an experience this week that reinforced for me that we receive so much more when we give. And I was in my little neighborhood coffee shop, eating my lunch and reading. And there was a young mom next to me with a baby who was a little bit older than newborn. And I could tell she was trying to connect on the internet. You know, I don't know what she was doing on her computer, but baby wasn't cooperating. And I impulsively reached out to her. I've never connected with her before, and said, this may feel creepy, but people were there for me in my early days with my babies. And would you like me to pace the floor where you can see me while you have time to do what you want to do? And I did walk the floor with that baby for 15 minutes and then visited with mom for 15 minutes. And it was just a lovely time for me, and I hope it gave her a break in the midst of the intensity of a newborn.
I bet it did. Brenda, what do you think?
I think that's so beautiful. It's, again, the human instinct that I think humans are inherently good. And I think you could have, Judy, you could have really changed her life, you know, without knowing it. You could have caused something, you know, important to happen and also remind her, you know, that people around her can support her. And also, you know, a very simple thing that we forget about, human touch is very good. So actually you were also probably releasing like oxytocin, the really good hormone that like causes all these good feelings both in yourself, the baby, and the new mom.
Yeah. And I love Judy's when she said we receive so much more when we give. So not only is that kindness or that good deed helping someone else, we are also helping ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Wisconsin Dells next. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning. I want to do a shout-out to somebody who's a guardian angel. Her name is Carol Meyer. I'm going to cry. She has done so much for me. And she runs the food pantry in Lodi, and she reads to the kids at the elementary school, and she also works at a thrift store that donates its money to charity, and she's just dedicated her retirement to doing all of this stuff for people, and she's just fabulous.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful to shout out and thank her. Has she helped you personally, Chris?
Yeah, she's done amazing things for me. I mean, you know, I'm ill, and I was big for a while, and she just did everything in her power.
Oh, and I'm sorry, we're losing you on your cell phone, Chris, but you you were able to give your friend kudos. So she apparently, this friend of Chris's who works at the food pantry in Lodi has decided to use her retirement to do good deeds. So she'll, you know, work at the food pantry, she'll work at the thrift store, she, you know, volunteers and reads at the elementary school. She's fitting it into her busy life, isn't she, Brenda?
She is, and in Be a Good in the World, I talk about everyday heroes, you know, and those are the ones that really keep us going. I mean, we all have, like, ups and downs in our lives, as Chris is, and so it's vital to just do the little things, just the little things you can do to help people as well, just in the walk of your life. Like, for example, you know, I have an elderly neighbor. She's 98, and she has stairs, and it's getting hard for her to go up and down her stairs. And so, you know, I roll her garbage bin out for her, like, on Sunday night, and I will, you know, walk groceries up for her when she comes back from the store. So it's those little everyday things that we can do to help our friends and our neighbors and give back to the community. I especially love that Chris's friend is reading to the kids. That is a wonderful service to her community.
Yeah. Now, the way you have the book, your book includes 365 different ways that that we can be a good in the world. Is it really necessary that we do all 365 of these things?
You know, you can pick and choose, absolutely, although that would be interesting. One day I hope to receive a letter from the mailman about somebody that tried all 365. But, you know, even if you just try a couple, you will be a good in the world. One of my favorite ones is, and I just, you know, learned this last year when I was researching organizations that give back. You can donate your frequent flyer miles that you're not using to military families and servicemen. That, you know, is zero effort for you. It's literally just like one email or one phone call, and you can make a huge difference in people's lives because, you know, quite often, you know, military families and service folk don't have the money to, like, you know, fly to see each other or even see each other when they're in the hospital. And so that's just an easy way. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's your unused frequent flyer miles, and you can make a huge difference in a family's life.
And for today, April 30th, I just opened up the book. I love this because I'm already doing it. Ditch the high-maintenance front lawn and plant natives. That goes back to being doing a good deed for the earth.
Absolutely. And, boy, that's really happening a lot here in California. And I've been going towards xeriscaping, as they call it, which are, you know, plants that actually never need water. And I use my bath water to water my garden. I've been doing that for years. I used to get funny looks from the neighbors, but now they're starting to do it too. And then May Day, one of my favorite ones, is you can, like, you know, plant flowers or throw seeds in abandoned parking lots and create beauty in the world. So you can, you know, I throw nasturtium seeds around in the greater Bay Area, and I can take you on a little tour and show you where there's sort of guerrilla gardens that create beauty where there was just weeds.
I love that because I actually, long story short, one of our listeners sends packets of seeds, and there are so many of them that I'm not sure exactly what to do with them. I can't certainly plant them. I don't have enough room in my yard. So just go around and toss them around the city.
Absolutely, especially nasturtiums, which seem to thrive on neglect and don't even need one drop of water. And they're not only gorgeous and self-seeding, but actually taste pretty good in a salad. So what's better than that?
We are talking with Brenda Knight. She is the author of Be a Good in the World, 365 Days of Good Deeds, Inspired Ideas, and Acts of Kindness. And she is sharing with us some of these good deeds that we can do. There's one every single day in her book, and we would love to hear your ideas too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are in our spring membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. We will get back to our conversation about being a good in the world, good deeds, inspired ideas, acts of kindness. But first, we need to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
We are looking for 39 more pledges in the next 35 minutes. Make your gift to support the station you love. To those of you who've already given, thank you very much. If you haven't, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free. That means we depend on other sources of funding.
State, federal, and corporate funding are important, but the single largest piece of the budget pie comes from you.
Your support makes a difference. It's the backbone of our funding. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs you love, like the Joy Cardine Show. As an added incentive, we've got something really special for you during this spring membership drive. When you give $60 or more, just $5 a month, ask for the I Love WPR magnets. You'll get one large and one small, put them on your car. Ask for the magnets now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What I enjoy about WPR is that they always have topics that are of interest to me. I like to keep up on current events, I like to keep up on Wisconsin politics, and I feel like WPR has really been my go-to source for that information. I feel like when I am a sustaining member of WPR that I am paying for a service, basically. Wisconsin Public Radio is something that sustains me throughout the year. It sustains me during my work day. I listen to it. It keeps me informed and educated, so I wanted to give back. My mother always told me that the free things we receive in life, we should try to give back to later on in life. So that's something that I feel very strongly about, too. It makes me feel like I'm carrying on that tradition. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can help sustain Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins. Wisconsin legislators are busy planning the state budget for the next 2 years, and there's a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting. As proposed, the budget would cut in a $3 million annual cut in state support for public broadcasting. And that funding has been essential to delivering programs throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward, and listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation is more important than ever at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, maybe you can make a 9XM leadership contribution of $100 a month or more. Listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are the most dependable source of income for this station, and 9XM members are an important part of that picture. So you can help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift or a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Find out if your employer will match your donation. So pledge now, then ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance.
Even retired employees can sometimes qualify for employer matches. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then find out if you can get your pledge doubled.
All right, 39 more pledges in the next half hour is what we're looking for here. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 will go a long way to help ensure that the programs you depend on are here to stay.
Rick from De Pere says WPR is one of those rare places where you can hear and express opposing points of view in a civilized, respectful atmosphere. I feel that hearing all sides of an issue is critical to developing my own point of view. Thank you, Rick. And yeah, that's what it's all about. You get to hear from a wide variety of guests with a wide variety of perspectives on the issues of the day, and then you can make up your own mind. We hope you will make up your own mind to support a service that you value by making a pledge at any of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you in just a bit. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with the author of Be a Good in the World, 365 Days of Good Deeds, Inspired Ideas, and Acts of Kindness. We're talking about how we can try to do something good every single day and sharing ideas of what some of those things might be. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Brenda Knight is our guest, author of Be a Good in the World. You know, Brenda, this is something that I really do aspire to be a good in the world, and I do try to be kind and do good deeds, but sometimes life gets in the way. You know, sometimes I'm at work, 12 hours a day or busy with the kids, and things happen that you don't think about. What's the good deed I'm going to do today? Any advice?
Absolutely, because we are, so busy and scheduled. And so, one of the things you can do is it's one of the ideas in Be a Good in the World is to get up a half hour earlier. And I like to sleep. So at first, when I was researching this, I didn't find the idea so appealing. But it's literally just sort of adding a half hour of your day to do whatever you want with, maybe some self-care. but every once in a while, donate that hour, and you could be sitting in the comfort of your cozy, you know, living room, and like just clicking, because there's, you can go on to volunteermatch.com. There's also places where you can just click to give, and in 5 minutes, you've been a good in the world by donating to children and elder services and things like that. So, you know, my book is filled with very easy and quick ways that you can give back. And one of the things I want to make sure that everybody knows is that all of the royalties are going to help people. It's going to an organization called BOSS, B-O-S-S, which is Building Opportunities for Sustainability. And it's an organization that gives back to mothers, to kids, to runaway teens, and to elders. And so, you know, I'm very excited that, you know, when I get my first royalty check, I'm going to march over there and give it to them. And I know that's going to make me, that's going to make my day.
Yeah, that's really great. And I should note that one of your ideas, can't find the date now, but was just compliment someone. It doesn't have to be an expensive deed. You can just compliment someone. And that's an act of kindness, too.
Absolutely, and mean it. And then also, you know, when you go in to get your morning latte or cup of tea or whatever it is, like, actually make eye contact with the person that's making your coffee. Say, how are you, and mean it, and listen. These little things in our daily life, what does that take you to say hello, good morning, you know, and really embark on a conversation? It takes you a couple of minutes at the most, and it could become a lifelong friendship. I have friends that I've known now for 15 years that were making my lattes, and they've become important people in my life. And, you know, I mean, I just think that, again, like, to go back to what we were talking about at the very beginning, to remember our humanness. I think it's June 1st is the day where I talk about live aloha, which is this concept from the Hawaiian Islands, which is to be, to do simple acts of goodness every day, you know, open the door for somebody, return the shopping cart back to the place where it belongs in the parking lot, and also be humble and kind and thoughtful. So Living Aloha as a movement that I hope goes really global, and I talk about it a good bit in Be a Good in the World.
I love that. Living Aloha. Let's go to Kevin in Madison next. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for this. I wanted to make a comment. Recently, within the last 4 months, I made the decision to take in a young homeless man into my two-bedroom apartment. And I want people to understand that it's time for us to disconnect from our technology and start focusing more on humanity. And if you have the ability, and I don't make a lot of money, and you don't need a lot of money to help someone grow and thrive, and I'm trying to be a mentor to this individual, if you have any space, and even if you don't, take the time. You could feed the homeless. You could help the homeless. Give them some time. You know, I think we're so afraid of getting to know people who we don't understand. And this fear, I think, comes from that we're so focused on technology and our reality's a little skewed.
Thank you, Kevin. And boy, good for you. In fact, let me share a very similar Facebook comment. Before we get Brenda to respond, Nakua on Facebook says, I paid for a warm meal for a hungry homeless person. He was just asking for some more money in order to buy a warm sandwich and was ready to give me his $1 to help me pay for it. I took him and bought him a warm meal, even though the manager at that place didn't want me to. A little gesture of kindness can make this world a better place. So, reaction, Brenda?
Well, I think Kevin and I are kindred souls. Some of my friends, like, sort of make fun of me because they say, you always have a couch surfer. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, I mean, if the economy is still pretty spotty and it can be really tough for people. And so, yes, I also frequently open my home and actually have somebody staying last night. Because, you know, I always think, well, that could happen to me. And, you know, I certainly hope people would help me if I, you know, if I become down and out. And I also very much agree with Kevin that we need to unplug more. And I have quite a few entries in Be a Good in the World about, I think one is very simple. It's put down your smartphone and make eye contact with people and smile. And that I say I consider that a major act of kindness in 2015. And then I also have a section called turn off your TV and turn your brain back on. Because, you know, we can get sort of hypnotized by our technology. I absolutely agree with that. Although I would never turn off public radio.
Thank you. And we, speaking of which, need to take a short pause to talk more about public radio and our spring membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine, and Bill Martins joins me as we ask for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got about 20 minutes left to go in this hour. We're looking to hear from 36 more listeners. So give to WPR to support the programs you depend on. Thank you if you have already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I don't know about you, Bill, but I love this kind of show because mm-hmm. it does inspire and it can motivate and it can help all of us do good in the world. And
sure.
And I truly hope that you're enjoying this conversation. It's an example of the of the important and informative conversations that we have on this show. So now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're looking for the best way to fit a contribution to WPR into your budget, become a sustaining member. You'll make automatic, affordable, monthly contributions from your credit card or your bank account. A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100. That amount is completely up to you. As a sustainer, you'll be an ongoing member of WPR, building a stable source of revenue for your favorite radio station. So contribute right now. Become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, can I help you?
Could I get two double cheeseburgers with extra cheese and mayonnaise? Oh, and add bacon.
Are you sure? Do you know what those calories are? Not to mention the saturated fats in those processed foods?
Well, yes, I'm sure. And could you supersize the order? Oh, and I'll take the largest Coke you have.
Supersize? My goodness, and that large soda? That is a half a cup of sugar by itself. Oy, 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 oy. All right. I'm going to give you one burger, no cheese, no mayo, without the bun. You don't need those empty carbs. I'm going to add lettuce and tomato. I'm going to substitute fruit and carrot sticks for the fries and one large water. Voila! Here you go. Enjoy.
Yes, Zorba Pastor could work at a fast food restaurant. But isn't it better that he's hosting Zorba Pastor on Your Health? Your support makes WPR programs possible and makes your life a little healthier. Give now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
You can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours of in-depth conversations. And for a lot of people, that's where the relationship ends.
But for a special group of people, the relationship changes over time. They become attached and then they give us money. They willingly pay for something that many people get for free.
Those special people are members. So become a member today. $5 a month is a great starting point at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, still 35 pledges to go, but we have more than 15 minutes to get that done. Your gift right now really helps at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And for your gift of $5 a month, that's $60 for the year, ask for the I Love WPR magnets. You'll get a big one and a small one. Put them on your car or the fridge and show off your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Make that pledge for $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Benjamin from Eau Claire who pledged, and he says, I'm grateful for WPR's commitment to civility for all of its citizens. Thank you, Benjamin. We are grateful for your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We will talk more about how we can do more good in the world, how we can be a good in the world in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Curtin. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So do you want to be a more giving person, but do you struggle with finding time or ideas for doing so? We are talking with the author of a new book about how to start one day at a time and one kindness at a time. Our guest is Brenda Knight. She is the author of Be a Good in the World, 365 Days of Good Deeds, Inspired Ideas, and Acts of Kindness. She is offering some of her 365 ideas for us to do something good every day. And we welcome yours, too. What do you think we should consider for our good deed of today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Well, we have callers waiting. Anne in Duluth is with us next. Hi, Anne.
Hi. It has bothered me for a long time to know where my clothing has been manufactured, knowing that people were living in sweatshop conditions. And my daughter started buying most of her clothes at consignment shops, and I think, yeah, I really should do that. And finally, a really nice one opened up near us, and I've been going there, and I feel so much better knowing that energy is not being produced again to produce clothing for me. I'm not helping pay slave wages for people, and, you know, really, I'm saving money. And the other story I have is kind of a funny one about paying it forward. My daughter and I were in a bakery, and we had $24 worth of desserts sitting on the counter. And I said, well, I'll pay for it with my Visa, and you throw the tip in the jar. And this young man leaped forward and threw $7 in the tip jar. And I said, oh, that's very kind of you. But, you know, and he said, no. He said, just pay it forward. And all the way home, I said to my daughter, oh, yeah, two people who are buying $25 worth of bakery really need help with that. But, you know, it really was a good lesson to us, and we did pay it forward.
Yeah, and that tip helped the waitstaff, though, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm glad you called, because doing something like buying clothing at consignment stores or resale stores is a good deed, is it not, Brenda?
It absolutely is. I shop at a store that all of the monies go to cancer charities, and I'm a cancer survivor, and I feel so lucky every day. And so that's a way I can give back that can help other people that are, you know, facing that challenge. And so not only are you you are saving energy, you're not contributing to sweatshops, you're probably even more fashionable than you would be, and that's a way to pay it forward too.
Yeah,
by shopping at shops that give back.
You have a personal story about choosing kindness over, I guess, a job. Talk about how you quit a job because you thought it was not being a good in the world.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. It's the actual afterword of Be a Good in the World, and I was a young woman. You heard me say that I came from West Virginia from very humble circumstances, and I came to San Francisco, to the big city, and I wanted to be an international businesswoman. So I got myself a job at an import-export corporation, one of the biggest, and I wanted to be a buyer, which was to go around the world and shop on somebody else's dime. Sounds pretty good. And so I worked my way up. I answered the phones. I packed boxes. I did whatever, even drove a forklift, and finally got the promotion to be a buyer. And then on the day before we were to go to Hong Kong and mainland China, my boss showed me the factories we were going to visit, and I about fell down when I saw the pictures because I saw children working, and I said, oh, you're what in the world? These are children making our products? And he looked at me and he said, yeah, they think they're lucky to have a job, and so should you. And then I could also see that the in India, the factory in India, which was like kids sitting on little stools and straw, which was shocking to me. And I said, all those products have to be lacquered. And I said, these kids don't have fans, ventilations, masks. And I said, this is at this moment, I couldn't believe I was saying it, but I was. I said, they're going to be coughing up their lungs before they're 10. You can't do this. And he was really shocked. And he said, you know, I don't need to be hearing this from you. And so I had a dark night of the soul, came back in, tendered my resignation and quit. And because I could not do that, I couldn't do that. And so then I talked my way into a job in publishing at HarperCollins and never looked back. And I always make sure that, like, when I can, that my purchases aren't going towards the exploitation of children. That's very important to me, and I think we all should think about it just in the way that your callers have been talking about it.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me that, sometimes we can be so overwhelmed by the sadness in the world. The earthquake in Nepal this week is one example of a horrific large-scale event that that we sometimes feel, you know, helpless watching on TV, but we might feel, you know, motivated to try to help. Any recommendations on what we might do to respond to major catastrophes or you know, things like disasters like the earthquake in Nepal?
Absolutely. Well, I first heard about it on Twitter for Be a Good in the World. We also have like a social media campaign with, ways you can give back. And so I immediately went back and recommended places where the money goes directly to Nepal and not into some bureaucracy. And so because, you know, I've done so much research for the book Be a Good in the World, you know, I immediately had 10 places. So I think, in the book, too, there's probably something like 150 organizations in the index. So the book is also a reference. And so if you go on to Be a Good in the World Facebook and at A Good in the World on Twitter, you'll see the recommendations we make. There's quite a few. And again, to me, and I think to all your listeners, it's important to make sure the money actually gets to the people that need the help and not get stuck in some bureaucracy, but get right to them. And I was also contacted within the first 24 hours by people in Nepal saying, here's what you can do. So, check out the Be a Good in the World on social media, and we'll lead you right to where you can help people.
Good. Tony wants to say that he and his family follow 3 rules every day. Number 1, learn something. Number 2, do a good deed. Number 3, make someone smile. And he says 5 generations have been following these 3 rules. What do you think?
I love that. I think I would like to be adopted into that family. No, that's beautiful. And I also like that it's very simple, too. You know, when we plan things and make it easy to incorporate it into our everyday, like make somebody smile. You can do that, like, at the coffee shop. You can do that at the grocery store. You can do that at work. We have an intern at our office. Her name is Jenny, and she just started taking Post-its and writing little affirmation notes and leaving them around. And so now I call them Jenny notes, and actually, like, every day I'm excited to run in and see what Jenny note left. And, you know, she makes us smile.
Yeah.
And that is in itself, it's a good deed.
Here's a nice thing you can do today. A listener on Facebook says, even taking a second and noticing the name tag on the man or woman at the supermarket or the fast food restaurant and using their name when you say thank you or when you leave, it is so uplifting and acknowledging of them. So, yeah, just acknowledge someone and use their name.
Right, exactly. Be nice, mm-hmm. person to person. It really does make a difference in our day, and it does cause all those, like, positive, chemicals to swirl around in our mind. And so I think that being a good person is the way we should all live. And so I think we can get caught up in the bad news that we hear or caught up sort of in our own drama. And the best way to get out of that is to go serve in a soup kitchen. I remember a few years ago I'd gone through a terrible breakup, and I was sad and didn't even want to get out of bed. And I just thought, I'm going to go to Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco and serve in the soup kitchen. And, you know, and within minutes, my day was completely different. I felt happier than I had in months. I'd forgotten my own problems and felt like that I was doing something that really mattered just by serving beans to homeless people in a soup kitchen. So that's one of my best pieces of advice to people that are sort of going through a bad time. Give back, and it will immediately change your life for the better.
Well, this has been very inspiring. Brenda Knight, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Brenda Knight is the author of Be a Good in the World, 365 Days of Good Deeds, Inspired Ideas, and Acts of Kindness. Well, thank you so much for your support during our spring membership drive. A couple more minutes left in this program for you to show your support, to make a contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Bill Mertens joins me for the last few minutes of the program with an update.
Yeah, we're looking for 29 more pledges in about the next 5 minutes here. So go ahead and act now and real quick, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Take you about 3 minutes to do all that.
You know, the state budget is in the news a lot, and as proposed, the budget cuts put state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. The state's investment has brought a wide range of public broadcasting services to Wisconsin, like preparing kids for school, resources for K-12 education, and the ability to broadcast throughout the state.
Meanwhile, listener support, your support, keeps WPR programming strong. So thank you for your financial support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours and hours of in-depth conversation. For a lot of people, that's where the relationship ends.
It's for a lot of people it is, but it doesn't have to. You can become a supporter of or a member of Wisconsin Public Radio by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552. Give whatever amount is comfortable to you, whether that be $5 a month, $10 a month, or whatever the case. That's the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Karen from Racine says, my 93-year-old father lives 300 miles away, and when I drive to see him, what a great joy it is to hear WPR along the way. It makes the time alone in the car for hours fly by. I can't imagine a time without this precious service in my life. I love that, Karen, and I know how you feel. It is so nice to have a companion with you in the car as you drive around Wisconsin, and a companion that can be fun and you can learn something new from every single hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 if you would like to make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
On the Joy Cardine Show, you'll hear talk about news and politics and health, personal finance, travel, and doing good deeds like we did this hour. And if that's the kind of variety that you appreciate, then make that pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Christy Taylor. Thank you, Kayla Blado, for producing this hour. Thank you for your support. And I hope you will decide to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Be a good in the world. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.